Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, certified holistic health and wellness coach, and a motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, I hope you all have had such a great week. Mine has been a little hectic, I have to be honest, but always good to be in our safe zone and to be able to kind of birth this discussion. You know, this week has been a lot because my little one has had PSSA testing and all the kids that have been doing the testing. I hope you all are doing well and that you're not overstressed, but you're just keeping yourselves motivated. And parents, you too, because it's a lot on you guys and it's a lot on us, period. So it's so good to be in our safe zone today. You know, don't forget that if you have questions, please feel free to call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And you know Blog Talk Radio always has our back because they place into each and every one of our episodes a live chat box where you can drop your questions as well as comments, or if you need me to reiterate something or go a little bit deeper. That's why that chat box is there, and you know your girl loves to monitor a great chat box. Let me ask you guys something. Have you been receiving our fabulous news journal, the Whisperers Exchange? Oh my goodness. Please tell me that you all have been getting it, that you've subscribed, because if you haven't, guess what? You're missing out on all the bonuses that are coming through for season six, this season that we're in. Even for this particular episode was a special workbook that was placed in the newsletter. So if you aren't subscribed, you're missing out on all the goodness, on those necessary bonuses that keep you moving toward your trajectory. There's a live link in our description box in each and every one of our episodes. If you even follow us on Instagram, there's a link in our bio that you should be subscribed to the Whisperers Exchange. Come and join the community. I'm telling you, we're doing dynamic things in there. Now, let me ask you guys something. Are you ready for today's episode? Because I know I am. This is all about mastering time management. Dun, dun, dun. You know, I like to start all of our discussions off with a clear meaning or definition. So you know this isn't going to be any different. I'm going to give you a clear meaning and a definition of time management. That means the ability to use one's time effectively and productively. So again, let me give it to you again. Time management means the ability to use one's time effectively or productively. See, time is the most precious element that we as people have in life. But many times it feels like we're running out of time or pressed for time day in and day out. How many times do you even say to yourself, or maybe say out loud, oh my goodness, there's not enough time in the course of my day? How many of you have said that, have been caught saying that even? Oh, I've said it even at times. I have. I'm going to be honest with you. I have even said it. See, when we think of prospering to purpose, we know that it takes time for us to even tap into core elements that will help us grow and develop. So it takes us time to even do that. And see, Whisperers, time management is crucial to achieving our goals. It is. It's really crucial for us achieving our goals and reaching our purpose. See, it's always that we have certain things that go hand in hand that keep us on that trajectory. So by managing our time efficiently, we can accomplish more and be more productive. See, the other side of that is that if we have poor time management, we know that it can be related to procrastination, attention problems, or difficulties with self-control. Let me just make you guys laugh. Now, I am a person who is definitely by far time conscious. If I have to be somewhere, I probably will show up about maybe 10 or 15 minutes earlier than what I need to. Sometimes I could even be earlier than that because I'm a very punctual person and I respect time. So even on my show here, it starts at 3 o'clock and I respect that time and I'm in the studio and ready for when that blue light goes on and it's showtime. But if you've ever been on stage with me at Clubhouse and I say like my show for the Purposeful Podcasters is to start at 2 o'clock, you know, I always say we start right at 2 p.m. because I respect time. I respect your time. So the total opposite was my mother. My mother could be late for anything and everything. I mean, I would have to give her a time that was not even close to what we were supposed to be at. I'm trying to tell you, this woman could be late for anything and everything. And it would be so funny because she wasn't a person per se that would procrastinate. But she did have difficulty with trying to govern that time of getting there just so. So the other thing is, like I tell you all, mother was a hippie. And so, you know, that free kind of spirit, that free will of not being pressed by that time space was something with regards to her. But then you have a person like me who time is of essence. So it would be kind of annoying and we would go back and forth and I would be like, can you please come on? But it didn't bother her because she was still going to show up whenever she was going to show up to juggle our lives, meaning home, work, hobbies, our to-do lists that have to-do lists. It's important to establish clear goals and priorities in order to set aside non-essential tasks that can burn up our time and leave us with barely enough time or energy to cross the finish line at the end of our day. So maybe you're trying to pack in so much in the course of your day that you are spun out and that you're running behind or you're trying to run up and catch up day in and day out. So we're going to lean into that a little bit during this episode as well. Because, see, we really have to look at certain factors that we're placing in our diet. And, see, time management is a part of our diet to success. This discussion made me stop and look at even how I prioritize my time in my day-to-day life. And I'm going to tell you, my life is full. By far, I can tell you my life is full. It's packed with so many things that sometimes I'm not sure how I maintain it all and how I really get to kind of look at that bird's eye view of my schedule because time management is key and a key element in my business and even doing things outside of the agency because I have to have the right time because there's certain things that I'm doing live that's going to be presented live. There's things that I'm producing as far as it goes, master classes. I have clients. I have shows. I have a lot of things and a lot of different balls that are juggled, but it requires of me to really place that good perspective in there and managing my time effectively and prioritizing the things that are necessary that start with me. That's right. I prioritize things that start with me. I make myself a key element so this way I don't burn out because everything else becomes overwhelming and an overload. So So first and foremost, I always tell you guys, I have such a great morning routine where I wake up and I tap into self and I see where I am in that space and place first and foremost. Because sometimes I can wake up and I may not be feeling the greatest. You know, I can wake up and like have a headache and don't even know, like, because I have allergies, that my head is just pounding. And, you know, today it's pouring. So I woke up with a slight headache today. My allergies are acting up. But it required that I also paced myself so I wouldn't throw my timing off and then I would be showing up late for things that I know are necessary in my day for today. So it requires of you to do the same thing. You know how I love to give you all statistics. You know that's my thing. And when you look at the United States, when it comes to quality time, and that's what I'm speaking of right now, is quality time. On a scale of like 1 to 10, the U.S. scores a 5.3. And overseas, they score a 9.8. Let me give it to you again. So quality of life in the U.S. on a scale of 1 to 10, we score a 5.3. And overseas, they score a 9.8. Now, I'm not shocked over this statistic at all. I'm not. Because, see, they prioritize their lives differently overseas and understand the value of life, self, and family. Because, see, even in the middle of their day, they take a full break and they have time. They go and take a rest. They sit and they have beautiful lunches and dinners with their family, and they just spend that quality time with each other. They get to decompress totally. Where we are constantly on that clock. We're doing great if you are working for someone else, that they give you an hour lunch. And some people tell me that they only have 30 minutes for lunch. I'm like, well, by the time you walk to a cafe or something, you're time to come back to work. See, that is shortening our lifespan. That's placing stress in our life, unnecessary. So we got to prioritize this. See, Whispers, time management isn't about having all of the things in our life or our list done. It's about having enough time for what matters most to us, or to Y-O-U. Time management is every bit about personal management, and it's a skill. Notice what I said now, because I tell you all the time, listen to the words that I select in our discussions. Time management is a skill necessary for achieving a better quality of life. I'm going to share something with you that is going to probably, it may shock some of you, and it might shock all of you. And when I tell my clients this, they're just blown away. So pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. Time management is a soft skill because it can't be taught in a formal classroom setting. It requires practice and experience to develop it. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Time management is a soft skill. And it can't be produced or it can't be taught in formal trainings or classes. Now, you can get time management skills that maybe they have certain elements, different, you know, apps and certain things that they can teach you to utilize. But this is a soft skill that has to be practiced and utilized in a way that you experience it and develop it. Now, how many of you were shocked about that? See, it's considered a soft skill because it applies to everyone regardless of their profession. It's true. No matter what industry or position you hold, managing your time effectively is essential, so time management is a universal skill. I mean, anywhere you go and anyone that you meet, it applies to. And I don't care who you talk to, everyone or someone is struggling with time management or trying to get the right, you know, kind of ebb and flow with it. And it can be transferred, though. Now, this is the funny thing. It can be transferred. Soft skills can be applied to any career path or life course, though. Now, see, that's what some of you all may not really be aware of, but it's true. They can be used in a wide variety of positions and settings in our professional and personal lives. So for me, like I told you, my life is kind of, you know, it's hectic. It's got a lot of moving parts and different essence in it. And so for me, it has to have great clarity that I can apply these time management skills from my business to my personal to my private and to my social as well. And because I have learned how to manage and to do these soft skills efficiently, my life runs pretty smoothly. There are hiccups because that's life. And like I told you, in life, we have ebbs and flows. Our circle is not always totally round. We have the ripples around the edge because that is life. And see, when we can realize that and we start to apply it, oh, it's powerful. So then it takes us from a moment of being so perplexed into now like being front and center with what we need to develop. So you need it to succeed. See, success requires time management as a soft skill. It'll be difficult for you to meet deadlines, accomplish tasks, achieve goals, do anything inside of that success without really understanding or without time management. You won't be able to do it. Have you ever worked with someone who is always behind on the deadline? They're working right up to the moment. Matter of fact, when you're just about to go present, they're still putting the final touches, the finishing touch on it. Don't worry, I'll be there. And look how it sounds, so stressed out. I got it, don't worry. We all know someone like that. But is that someone you? Is that someone you? So we're going to take a look at it. I guess you all are wondering, well, Sonia, my goodness, how can we begin to master this thing called time management? Sounds like a beast to me. Well, we're going to get into that. And I'm going to give you a couple of master keys. But before I do that, I think we're going to just take a little commercial break right here and then step back into it. La Paz Image Consultants is your full-service international luxury agency working with clients from the inside out. If you're ready to ignite your passion, tap into your signature style, build on your relationships, then you need to book your consultation today at www.lapazimageconsultant.com. La Paz Image Consultant, where everything is fabulous. Welcome back, welcome back. So before the break, I said we were going to get into a few of our master keys that can help us on building on our soft skill of effectively is a good word, of mastering time management. So before we get into our keys, I want you whisperers to know that when we effectively manage our time, we also manage our emotions or that emotional output or inputs. And meaning it also helps us to lower our stress levels when we are or when we have control of our time and what is and isn't going to derail us due to us not budgeting our time effectively. Notice I use that word budgeting. You know, sometimes I think about it when I say words and I'm speaking out loud and I'm talking to you all. I tell you guys a lot of times I use certain words and I place certain words into our discussion. But that word budgeting, it made me think about if you're planning out like an event or planning your next getaway, you basically have to plan out your expenses and your time. This way you can take advantage of the time away and get to enjoy and decompress from everything that's in your day-to-day life. Well, time management is the exact same budgeting system. We need for success in our lives, be it professionally, personally, emotionally, spiritually, or physically. See, we have to be able to budget out our time. So let me ask you something. Is your budget rich or is it piss poor? See, sometimes people have to look at their budget realistically. Remember I said when we were building on our brand and our relationships even, we asked, was it a high level or was that really like a name brand, you know, relationship or were you bargain basement? Well, it's the same thing when we look at our budget for our time. Are we really just skidding by with the bare minimum? And, you know, like our diet is really not healthy. We don't even really know how we're really alive because there's no vegetables in it. There's none. We might have like a piece of lettuce, a piece. Notice what I said there. But it's not a rich diet that's going to keep you moving and energized and your body nourished that it needs. So how are you budgeting? What is your budget looking like? And only you can say because you really know what you are and what you aren't doing. So these keys are going to be important. So please make sure that you have your keychains with you. And right now, your keychain should be really heavy. And you may even be necessary of starting another keychain so you don't misplace or lose any of your necessary keys in your master keys that will help you to continue to prospering to purpose. See, each one steps to another one, and each lock gets tumbled by another key that has a secret key that goes with that key. And I tell you all that. So as we lean into these master keys and you get into these and you start putting them on your keychain, you might need to come back and right now pin mark this episode at the 3:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time marking so you can get all your keys. I tell you, sometimes I get so excited. So let's get into the keys, is this. Understand the importance of time management. Let me give it to you again. We're going to understand the importance of time management. See, it's essential for us to understand that the importance of time management is valuable resource that cannot be replenished once it's gone. Once it's gone, it's gone. So effective time management can help you achieve your goals, reduce stress, and improve your overall quality of life. It also allows you to prioritize your tasks and allocate your time to the most important things that need to be done. So sometimes we have like so many things on our list, but we don't really sit down, or maybe you don't sit down and you really start to allocate what is really important or necessary or what needs to come first. Do you put the cart before the horse? Or are you putting that horse first? See, those are questions you got to ask yourself. That's how powerful this discussion is. And see, without proper time management, you may even find yourself constantly overwhelmed or unable to accomplish what you need, what you want, what you hope, what you wish in your life, career, love, or whatever you are striving for. See, that's how important it is, powerful that first key is. And so it leads us right into our second master key. We have to have strategies. Strategies. Set goals and prioritize tasks. Whisperers, we know how important it is for us to set realistic goals. But we need to set clear and achievable goals as well. And once we've identified our goals, we prioritize our task and focus on completing the most critical ones first, then everything starts to fall into place and it starts to have the weights and balances correct. And by focusing on the most important task, you can ensure that you're making progress towards your goals. Maybe your goals are even goals that are wrapped up with your partner, your mate, a business associate, your business that you're building upon. Maybe you have goals that you've set inside of your business and you haven't been reaching them because you've been so scattered and not dedicating the right time, the quality of time that needs to be placed in there. Or maybe you haven't set the right time for yourself to start building on certain assets or things that you need to move yourself forward in your career or in your life. See, these strategies are the stepping stones that we use to move into our greatness and helping us in our journey to prospering to purpose. So you selected this season for a reason. Boy, I sound like Dr. Seuss today. But you do. You did. You did it for a reason because you want to achieve certain things. You want to put things forward and you want to start manifesting and doing things that are going to help you to walk with clear intention, aim, focus, and direction. And by doing that, it requires of you to really look at your time management skills. So the third master key is use time blocking. And I have to tell you, this is my thing. This is my thing, time blocking. Time blocking is like a time management technique that involves, you know, that you allocate specific amount of time for each task on your to-do list or on your to-do list that has the to-do list, but it allocates those times by breaking down your day into blocks of time and assigning specific tasks to each block. So you can ensure that you're using your time efficiently and effectively. And so some of you guys are content creators, and many of you all are used to creating blocks of time and doing certain things with regards to content creating. And if you're not a content creator, maybe you should start looking at your to-do list or your weekly date book or your journals and breaking them into these time slots of what you need to do, placing, writing out on a piece of paper, first of all and foremost, everything that you have to do. And then what you do from there is that you start blocking out time and that you make time for certain elements and give yourself enough time in between because each task requires things. And then you may also need to have that secondary task mode that is like, once this is completed, I need to wait because I need X, Y, Z to happen here. So then it moves to a different block and a different time. And so by doing time blocking, it's great. And some of you all may even be using Trello already. I use Trello. I use different apps and different things that help me with time blocking, different things, even as far as it goes with my Google Calendar, how I set my calendar up and everything, different color-coded, different things that I do that bring my eye to it. And so time blocking is such a beautiful tool in your day-to-day life and even really helping you to set things as priority in your life. And you can do that through your business, your personal, your spiritual, be it your career or pleasure, whatever. You can do time blocking with it all that it fits in there, and then you get to kind of play with it and maneuver it a little. And so really get to know how to do that. And sometimes I tell people, invest in kind of an app that you can put on your laptop or on your phone so you can see it and be able to just touch and maneuver and move things around. Putting it on paper, then you're like, oh, well, this is like, where does that go? And this is crazy and all the lines, where you could just move it around on your computer and has different colors. And different colors mean different priorities and different things that will help you. And I actually love that. And I'm not promoting it because, you know, I'm not telling you to go get this app because I'm going to get a kickback, because I'm not. So don't think that's why I mentioned it, but I'm just telling you what I use in my personal life, and even it crosses over into my business. So from there, it moves us into our fourth key. And I think this is one of the biggest ones that when I'm working with clients, I'm working with individuals, seems to be one of the major things that happen. And it requires that you eliminate distractions. Oh, yes, that fourth key, it's powerful. See, distractions can be a huge hindrance to effective time management. So first and foremost, when you say, you know, eliminate distractions, right? It requires that you have to identify the distractions that consume most of your time. So some of you all may waste a lot of time on social media. So you might need to limit that during business hours, or maybe you need to limit that during personal hours. Maybe you are constantly bombarded with notifications on your phone and you're so focused on them. So maybe you need to turn off your notifications at a certain time so you can allot that time to your task. See, Whispers, I can't begin to tell you how important this is, because for me, there's a lot of times that I'm bombarded with a lot of different things. But I eliminate distractions to keep my eye focused on the goals and the tasks that I must and do. I have people that tap into me constantly, all day, every day. And if I just stopped every single time I got a message, every single time the phone rang, every single time the email binged, or maybe I got a message via social media or something like that, I would not achieve anything. I would not be even an asset to my clients. So in turn, you have to look at yourself the same way. Am I really being an asset to myself or those that I'm pouring into or what I'm trying to build or where I'm trying to go? Because if not, that means that those distractions are really taking precedence in your life. They are derailing everything that you are supposed to do. So this is a key element so many have to work on, and so many negate or forget or skip it because they're like, well, you know, they need me to talk. No, you don't have to answer that message right then and there. You don't have to do this, or you don't have to do that. But you do have to set up your time management skills correctly so you can keep prospering to purpose. So that fifth master key is necessary. It's to delegate tasks. So remember, we had talked about this in an episode before, and I told you that delegating did not mean that you were just shifting it off or throwing off your responsibilities to someone else. See, when you learn to delegate tasks, it can help you manage your workload more efficiently. And it means that you have identified tasks that can be completed by someone else and delegate them to your team members, your colleagues, your mate, your partners, whomever that you're going to delegate it to. Maybe you have a personal assistant that can pick up certain elements that you don't have to keep doing that will free up time for you. And sometimes we have to be willing to just say, you know what, I'm gonna move this over and I'm going to give this to you because I have to be able to X, Y, Z. And that's what delegation is. It can also mean that you need to automate a few of your systems as well. So you're not tied down and it gets to free you up and you get to focus on the necessary. And I tell people all the time that if you automate things in your life or automate systems in your business, you will be surprised how much time that it really frees up for you. And if you're not really familiar with it, do a little research. See what you can put on automation. See what you can run that can remove things off of your plate and free up time that you can put in some necessary things. Maybe you need to schedule and set up time for self-care that you have been negating over and over and you're starting to look worn. But because you don't have effective time management. So it leads to our last key, of course. Which is that means that you have to take a break. Taking breaks is crucial to maintaining your productivity, maintaining your positive mindset, keeping you from being burnout, overwhelmed, frustrated, stressed out. You have to plan short breaks throughout the day to recharge and refresh your mind. I always tell you all about the power in pausing. And I speak about this so much. I talk about it. I teach about it everywhere and anyone that taps into me. Because this is such a crucial thing. But it also allows your body to stop and your brain to stop and pause for a moment and to be centered in the moment. And sometimes that moment is that time management skill that you need, that clarity, so you can focus and redirect and know, oh, wait a minute, I should have did X, Y, Z. And now I'll go do this because this is what I should have done. Because see, you've given yourself that moment to have that clarity, to step back and to breathe into that space. Are you breathing? Are you taking in that rich oxygenated blood? Are you constantly shallow breathing because you're anxious and you're pent up and you're stressed and your shoulders are up and you got tension in your shoulders, your neck, you go to bed at night and you're like, oh my Lord, my body hurts. What did I do? It's because you're carrying all that stress on you. Because you're not effectively managing your time. Everything is at a heightened sense. See, whispers, discussions like this, a lot of time people want to have it and they give you certain things as a blanket discussion. And I tell you all the time when we come together and when I sit down to have these discussions, I want it to be open. I want to throw those curtains open. I want to shed light into the room. Because sometimes we need that light to really hit us a certain way so we can really see what is the reflection of it. What is it that we need to really start to master and what do we need to start working on so we can have success in our lives? Some discussions are so important, but we have to be willing to sit down and have them. And that means we have to be able to sit down and have the real talk with ourselves. Am I wasting time? Am I really just here and I'm just maneuvering things and I'm just putting this off, doing this? I'm always constantly, you know, she's always available. Oh, no, I could call her. She's always available. She'll do it. She's always. You don't want to be the always because you have priorities in your life. You have things that you have to take care of. You have things that you want to work on and move towards. But if you're the always, when do you have the moment for Y-O-U? You don't. See, Whispers, did you know that you would get more done if you set short breaks throughout your day? Did you know that? If you have yourself 2 10-minute breaks, it would allow you to get up and refocus your energy. You could possibly do some marching in place. You might need to stand there and do some breathing. You might need to just have your arms to stretch, or just to be able to go and get the necessary hydration that you need to be drinking the water correctly so you can have a clear mind and be able to think effectively. Or you're giving yourself that 10-minute window there to sit down and see what exactly, wait a minute, let me move this because this will give me X amount of time to do X, Y, Z. Now I do this and this and this. And it allows us to even be able to step outside of ourselves and see what is necessary. You'd be amazed how much you would even enjoy your day-to-day life. You would see it in a different way, a different perspective. I move with clear intention on everything that I do. I'm a person who tells you that I guard my energy. I'm a person who places things into my space and place for a real reason. And time management is such a key skill for me because it's necessary for me to maintain my health, my peace, my direction, my aim, my focus. Is that powerful? It is that powerful. And when you get to do that, you start to realize that there are certain things in that time management skill that opens up different avenues, different opportunities to you even. It places you in a different space and place to be open to new opportunities, new perspectives even. See, Whisperers, time management is the key to prospering to your purpose. And by setting goals, prioritizing tasks, using time blocking, eliminating distractions, delegating tasks, taking breaks, we're able to do these things. Thank you for calling in to Whispers in a Bottle. You're live.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network. We have 300 elite winning team members.
So, Whispers, you know, we are always trying to make sure that we're moving in the right direction. So eliminating these distractions, like you saw that distraction, that could have taken us out of our space and our place. It could have derailed what we have here in building on our time management. But see, I also have that power to say no. And that's what I did just then. Because, see, I'm not going to allow someone to come in here and disrespect you fabulous Whisperers and put in a bunch of rhetoric on a beautiful discussion that we are building on solid foundation. See, we don't build on no shaky quakiness. Don't. So, Whisperers, each time that we bring in a discussion, we want to be focused on it. And that's what the time management skills allows us to do. It allows us to be focused, laser focused in the direction that we want to go. It allows us to build on the necessary skills and qualities that we want to see in ourselves. And it also allows us not to waste our time nor others. See how powerful that is? Remember that effective time management takes practice and discipline. And it benefits us, and it's worthy, and it's worthwhile for us. So I've enjoyed this discussion and building on our journey. And this season is going to be impactful and empowering. And I can't believe, like, how quick our time goes in here. Like, it seems like we just get started. The blue light comes on, and we're just welcoming you into this safe space. And it just seems like so quick our time goes. But see, that's how important these discussions are, that they flow so freely and so beautifully. So it's wonderful to be able to do this. So I can't believe that we're into season 6 already. This is our second episode. We have a beautiful workbook that if you have the workbook, take the time to do the work in it. And that means that you are going to have to do some time blocking so you can be able to really kind of sit with that workbook and really pour into it so you can build on your time management skills. Don't forget, it's a soft skill. So it takes practice. And it requires of you to start putting things into place to be able to use this skill effectively. In the description box, I have an invitation for you all also to join me at a masterclass. And it's so exciting. And I get to kind of... you get to kind of see the other side of my business, what I teach about, what I build on. It's for the community and what we're doing for Your Body Beautiful. And this is something that is going to be grand. And it's a beautiful gift that even if you have a mom that is in that transition of her life and trying to accept this new body or how she looks now, this is a beautiful gift to give to her. And it's called Loving Your Body. And in this masterclass, you're going to develop a positive relationship with your body. And the topics are like fire. They're fuego, I'm telling you. We're going to get into the importance of self-love and body positivity, understanding your body image, factors that influence body image, plus so much more. And we're going to have a good time in there. There's some games that we're going to be playing. There's a Q&A session. It's all live. It's not going to be something that's, oh, is this live or is it Memorex? It is live. And I'm excited because I really will be pouring into this and teaching certain elements and having great discussions. So in our description box is a live link that you can grab your tickets, and it's limited space. So you got to get your tickets now because they're kind of going quickly. But I would love to see some of you whispers in there with me and really teaching and building on this part of your toolkit as well, because these are necessary elements too in building on that prospering to purpose, being able to accept yourself and this beautiful dynamic vessel that is called your body. So please join me in there. Don't forget, you can come and join me off the radio on all of our social media platforms. You can find me on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast. You can find us on Facebook at Whisper in a Bottle, no S. And then also on Twitter at Whispers, that's capital WHISPERS, capital BOTTLE. And please, let me just say this, Whispers, before we wrap. I want to really encourage you all to please be safe, because there's so much that's going on right now. People that are being killed just for going to the wrong house, balls bouncing in yards, even making a mistake at cars anything nowadays. So please be careful, be mindful, protect your children, protect your loved ones, check on your neighbors, make sure that they're safe, especially if they're older, see if they have the things that they need and all, and just be careful. And we can't stress that enough. So I am your host. My name is Sonia Loray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, certified holistic health and wellness coach, motivational speaker, and I look forward to us connecting again next week in our safe zone. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Lorraine, lifestyle, relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Please make sure that you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.